what I was impressed with was the way they came out offensively and defensively. We got a couple stops right away, got some pressure on the quarterback, which was exciting. Special teams did a good job other than a couple penalties, but overall, all three phases, I think, something to build off of, and that's all we were looking for.
Well, that's a nice start to the John Gruden era. John, Jay Gruden era.
You're already calling him John.
When you listen to him talk,
yes,
it's like you're listening to John.
Oh, no, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
You can tell that they're from the same gene pool. And the running game certainly made it look like they're from the same gene pool, too. Rob Woodfork here, but with you, by the way, alongside George Wallace, who was at the game last night, a Redskins victory. Looks like the preseason is their forte.
Seven straight.
Yeah. Seven straight preseason victories.
Well, don't you people always say that the Redskins win the offseason anyway?
They do win the offseason.
And now the preseason.
But the problem is now they have this dedication to the draft and not necessarily going crazy in free agency.
True.
Now you don't even get that joy.
No.
But you get joy in August.
And nothing ever preseason Redskins history is ever going to beat Osaka. So,
no, yeah. I mean, that was pretty Osaka-esque.
Yeah.
I mean, almost.
Yeah.
The offense looked pretty good. Commitment to the run, that was sort of the key to the night. The Skins running the ball more than 40 times and tallying 177 yards on the ground. Just about everybody at running back looking good in this game.
Think Bill Belichick was regretted not starting Brady after he saw what happened yesterday?
I don't think so.
Because it almost
looked like the Redskins didn't start Robert Griffin III. He only threw four passes, completed two for 9 yards, and
they had their 11 plays.
Yeah.
But you know what? They got on the field. They snapped the ball. They ran the ball. Yeah. Almost had a touchdown with Aldrick. They got a field goal, got off the field. You want to get a touchdown, like Griffin said last night. He says, you want to get a touchdown, but you run your plays, and that's it. You get out. That's it.
I mean, if he's 6 inches further in, I mean, it is a touchdown.
Yeah.
And Aldrick Robinson looked really good last night.
Well, here's Aldrick again, though, tearing up the preseason.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's a thing, and he did. I mean, Cousins, the throw from Cousins was he threaded the needle. It was great. Aldrick had a good game. I mean, you know, that's what he does in the preseason. So, but he needs to have a good preseason because he's fighting to make this football team because there's a lot of happenings at receiver.
Yeah, and of course the projected starters, DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon, did not play in the game. So, of course, that opened up some opportunities for guys like Robinson and Ryan Grant. Looked pretty good.
My guy.
Yeah, I like him.
He makes plays.
That was somebody that Gruden was referring to in the press conference. He said he's made the most out of all the opportunities we've given him, both in camp and in this game. He only caught three passes in the game. It's not like he had a monster outing, but, I mean, he looked good in the time that he was out there. I mean, it looks like there's legitimate competition, not just at receiver, but at running back. You know, C-Strunk looked really good.
Silas Red, one of my guys.
Yeah.
And Chris Thompson. I'm rooting for Chris Thompson. Chris Thompson is... You know, coming off the injury again, and last night it was interesting. I was talking to him, asking him about, you know, last year he was the young guy getting the second half carries. This year he went in, he split the second quarter with Evan, with Royster, but the coaches think very highly of Chris Thompson. I think they realize how much of a threat he can be when he's healthy with his speed in the open field, things like that. He just got to stay healthy.
Yeah, that's the key.
And he says he felt good last night. It was interesting because he said he knows he's faster than Alfred Morris. So he kind of takes his cues from Alfred as far as how much he's doing in the game or how much it takes him to get going. Because Chris Thompson's still trying to get the feel for the game back after missing with the torn labrum last year. So, you know, he's a guy that the coaches, I think, want to see grab a hold of this. And then, you know, after that, you've got Evan Royster, C-Strunk, and Silas Red. You know, for how many spots? Who knows?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, between Chris Thompson and C-Strunk, I mean... They're largely the same guy for the most part. So I can't see both of those guys making the team. It's almost as if those two are sort of competing against each other for a spot that may or may not be there.
Right. I mean, and then you look at situations like that. C-Strunk is a draft pick of Jay Gruden. Chris Thompson's not. So that's how you kind of... Same with Aldrick Robinson. You look, Ryan Grant came on this team, you know, this year with Gruden.
Right.
Whereas Robinson not. So
With Robinson, I mean, just to your point, I mean, Robinson was a Shanahan pick, and he's very similar to DeSean Jackson in that he's a little slight of frame, but he's very speedy and can make those big chunk plays in the passing game, which we didn't really see, at least not with the starters. Obviously, they only ran one drive, but you'd kind of like to see them connect on some of those deeper plays. And
yeah, I think, you know, they were saying last night it had nothing to do with game plans or the receivers being out. They just wanted to see them run the ball a little bit.
Yeah.
I think next week you'll see a little more. Then against the Ravens, you may see three quarters of it. So,
right.
You know, I think they'll get into it. But I think the big thing was the starters got a lot of work this week against the Patriots during the week.
Right.
At practice. And then they executed their drive last night and got off the field. That's all you want to see. Same with the defense.
Yeah.
I mean, Brian Arakpo actually had a holding call held on him, which is amazing.
Yeah.
He never gets that.
Yeah, very rarely. Yeah.
You know, he got in the backfield, got a sack. So the defense, same things. And they sprinkled some starters in after that first drive. Still saw Cofield on the field a little bit, Jenkins, Keenan Robinson. So the defense played well also.
And I thought that it was pretty telling that the pass rush looked good even without Jason Hatcher out there. So,
I agree.
That could be a good sign. Of course, it's hard to read into this. A, it's preseason. B, the Patriots didn't play a lot of their starters.
Or the second guys.
Right, right. So it's hard to really measure accurately just how good they may be. But,
right. But I mean, but like the coaches
they were getting there without Hatcher.
Right.
And that's supposed to be the guy that opens everything up for everybody.
And he's targeting the third game. So that could be the Ravens game in 2 weeks. But, you know, and Arakpo said it last night too. He says, yes, you don't take anything from preseason, but it's good to be back on the field. You hit somebody, you get kind of the routine going again.
Right.
And as Jay Gruden said too, he says, you know, it's just something to build off of. You just take it like that. They didn't, you know, you take it for what it is. Would you have rather looked horrible against the Patriots third and fourth string? No.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, have it more of an issue that way. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. There was a couple of other things there while we're talking about the defense. Keenan Robinson looked like he belonged out there.
He did.
So that is very, I mean, that's a big positive for the Redskins defense as they're still trying to replace London Fletcher. And
calling the signals.
Yeah. If he's accurately able to do that, then.
And one of the other things, too, is Bakari Rambo actually tackled a little bit last night, and that's been a big thing for him. And coaches said that that's something they need to see from him, or basically he's going to be looking for another team.
And actually the DBs as a whole, I mean, that was actually the next thing I was going to point to, is Gruden was saying in the post-game press conference that he liked the way the DBs were tackling, and that was a huge point of contention last year.
Yes, it was. And especially with Ryan Clark out last night, so Rambo got a chance to start. Tracy Porter was out as well, so some of these other guys getting a little bit of chance, you know, fighting to make this team.
This is what everybody has been waiting for.
What's that?
What we're about to discuss right now. And it's not Robert Griffin III, because, like we said, he only threw four passes. Can't read into that.
Are we going to talk kickers?
Yes.
Yeah, well.
It's everybody's favorite topic. Am I right?
It is.
Am I right?
It is.
Gruden made it clear in that press conference that this is an open kicking competition.
Well, yeah. I mean, Forbath missed his field goal. He hit the upright on the first one that didn't count.
Yeah. So he could have very easily been 0-2.
Yeah, and then he kicked the ball out of bounds on the kickoff.
Which is more unforgivable than missing a field goal.
You can try the directional kick, fine, but you got to make sure it lands. You can't just kick it out of bounds.
Right.
I mean, Hocker's got a heck of a leg.
He does.
You know, and he's been accurate.
That's been the big problem with Forbath, is that his kickoffs leave a lot to be desired.
Yep.
So you get the accuracy on the field goals for the most part, but you're not getting the distance on the kickoffs and I mean, he's hit from 50 yards, so I don't think his leg is a problem necessarily. It's just kickoffs.
It's just kickoffs.
But Hawker's got a leg, and it looks like he's got a little accuracy, too, because he didn't leave you wondering whether or not he was going to split the uprights on those field goals. So, Zach Hawker 1, Kai Forbath 0.
You know, they drafted him.
Yeah.
So, they used the draft pick on him.
Even though it's a 7th-round pick. The special teams had a couple of penalties, too.
They did
to see that.
Because they forced a turnover, which was brought back because of the penalty.
Right.
Which you don't like to see. You know, you saw Andre Roberts get one. Richard Crawford back out there again. He was, you know, he got hurt last preseason. He was the guy heading into last year to be the punt returner. And then he got hurt.
Yeah.
His knee. So, he's also fighting to make this team. So
they look better than last year, but it looks like they still have a ways to go.
Oh, yeah, I agree. They do. Yeah. And we'll see as the offense gets going a little more and plays a little more in this preseason, and you know how much the offensive line really is an issue, because I really think that's going to be one of the big things. And Griffin, I mean, those are two very big keys, you know, on offense. The playmakers are there, yes, but you've got to put it all together, and Griffin's got to have time to make things happen. If he's getting 2 seconds and he's running for his life, then it's not good.
So who do we look for in game two?
I'm looking for Johnny Manziel. Come on, what are you kidding me? It's Johnny football. It's Johnny football, baby.
Trick question, and that was the right answer.
Now, you want to see a little more of the offense. Maybe they go a quarter, maybe 2, 3, 4 drives to see if they can put a couple of touchdown drives together. I mean, red zone is going to be an issue. We've said that all camp. Gruden even said it. And last night, they stall in the red zone. So I think that's something that you'll look for. And then Hatcher, not yet next week, but the week after that, that'll be the big thing. And just to see if, you know, it's just, it's basic stuff, I think, is what you look for. Because of how bad last year was, I think you just want to see the steps in the right direction. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that they realize it's a process. Griffin even said it last night. He says, you know, we got a long way to go, but you're going in the right direction. And that's, I think that's what you want to see. You don't want to see any injuries. You don't want to see any steps back. Because everybody's still getting used to everybody. So, you know, that, and that's what the preseason's for. I mean, you hate the preseason, but in a situation like this, the new coach, offense, and Griffin fully healthy, and, you know, new pieces on defense, you know, they need it. And practicing against the Patriots, I mean, I've been saying it all week, but I think it was huge for these guys.
Yeah. And we'll see if that translates when the Redskins and Browns. That doesn't even really sound like a Monday night matchup.
Well, I was going to say, Redskins-Browns Monday Night Football doesn't sound.
It doesn't, it doesn't sound normal, but that's what we have.
You put Redskins, Manziel, Kyle Shanahan Monday Night Football together. Now we're talking.
It's a little sexier,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's a little sexier. And that's a Monday, August 18th game. So on Tuesday, August 19th, we'll talk about it.
Oh, all right.
It's a standing date.
Yeah, that's cool. Let's do it.
All right. Rob Woodfork here with George Wallace, Redskins beat reporter. And we'll talk to you on Tuesday, August 19th.